The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, July 26, 2022. Cuba represents an alternative to the exclusionary order that prevails in the world, President Miguel Díaz-Canel said in Cienfuegos province this Tuesday in his address for the celebrations of the 69th anniversary of the attacks on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks. Also present was the leader of the revolution, Raúl Castro. Díaz-Canel, who is also the first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba, explained that the U.S. sanctions are the best proof that socialism works because, despite everything, Cuba has raised its indicators for social justice and has surpassed those from the First World. Amid economic sanctions and pressures, we have never renounced the aspiration to benefit everyone by offering multiple possibilities of human fulfillment, he added. Cuba's public health ministry this Tuesday reported 100 new cases of COVID-19 in the last few hours and no deaths. Out of 491 active cases, 486 of them show a stable clinical progress. Five patients remain in intensive care units, three of them in critical conditions and two seriously ill. With 99 medical discharges, Cuba's overall recovery toll amounted to 1,098,531, and 1,107,610 cases have been reported since the start of the pandemic in March 2020. According to the Ministry of Public Health's latest report, the country's death toll remains at 8,529. Vietnam-Cuba relations are a genuine expression and examples of solidarity and brotherhood ties that should prevail in today's world, Cuban Ambassador Orlando Hernandez stated in a message published in Communist Magazine. On the occasion of the 69th anniversary of the attacks on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks, the Cuban ambassador thanked the constant support of the Vietnamese party, state, and people. Hernandez told that the heroic July 26 deeds conducted by the so-called Centennial Generation following the Cuban hero José Martí's birth and led by Fidel Castro marked a decisive milestone in the long battle of his people for the definitive independence. And in the international agenda, we have that the Mexican Health Secretariat has confirmed 60 cases of monkeypox virus in 11 federal entities, and for this reason it launched a website to report the disease. In an epidemiological notice, the Health Secretariat urges to visit the website to get information from a direct, official, and reliable source, which also explains about symptoms, preventive measures, what to do in case a person is infected, and other links of interest. The Secretariat also added that the National Committee for Epidemiological Surveillance, made up of health sector institutions, issued the new notice so that medical hospital surveillance and lab units report possible suspects. Meanwhile, former Bolivian President Evo Morales on Monday stressed the urgent need to achieve food sovereignty to mitigate the effects of the global crisis. On his Twitter account, Morales explained that while experts from world organizations warn about an imminent food crisis, an unprecedented global food market is opening up. We must work together to transform difficulties into opportunities. Bolivia must be prepared to export to any market, he emphasized. During a meeting with the former Minister of Agriculture and Livestock of Paraguay, Marcos Medina, the head of state of Bolivia between 2006 and 2019 recalled that the world population will be 8 billion in 2023 and around 10 billion in 2050. Therefore, much work must be done to achieve food sovereignty. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.